Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, September 11th. Coming up, we'll learn what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. We'll call in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Democratic and Republican leaders in Illinois are condemning the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Police say the conservative activist was killed by a single shot during an outdoor event yesterday at Utah Valley University. Representative Darren LaHood, a Republican who represents Illinois' 16th congressional district, said in a statement that Kirk did not deserve to die because of his ideological views. LaHood also asked fellow Americans to, quote, ease the political tensions that have embroiled our nation. The Illinois Democratic County Chairs Association said in a statement it's horrified by what appears to be a politically motivated murder. Several politicians offered sympathies to Kirk's wife and two children. Kirk grew up in the Chicago suburb of Arlington Heights. As a teenager, he worked for the Senate campaign of Illinois Republican Mark Kirk. Though they share a last name, the two were not related. Enrollment is up for international students at the University of Illinois, despite federal immigration policies. The U of I system announced yesterday undergraduate enrollment for international students is up by almost 6% across the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign, Springfield, and Chicago. System President Tim Killeen tells the 21st show it's taking longer for international students to get a visa.
These are international students who have been accepted to our university. They need to get a visa. They need to get an interview in a consulate somewhere internationally. Those have been significantly delayed.
The Trump administration paused and revamped the visa application process this summer to screen students' social media accounts for alleged national security risks. President Trump also stepped up scrutiny of students' social media posts during his previous term. The Biden administration kept that policy in place. NPR reports international student enrollment is down at other universities across the country. Illinois Public Media's executive director, Moss Bresnahan, announced two people will be laid off due to federal funding cuts. IPM's Arjun Tucker has more.
In an email to staff Wednesday, Bresnahan said in addition to the layoffs, other vacant positions will be left unfilled. He said these actions are needed to ensure the station's long-term financial stability and that the affected staff members who were not named could transfer to other positions at the University of Illinois. The station has already paused or reduced work for many of its hourly employees. IPM was expecting to receive around $1.5 million in federal funding for the next year. Congress approved a request from President Trump this summer to rescind that funding. I'm Arjun Tucker, IPM News.
As a disclaimer, no member of upper management or any news executive reviewed this story under IPM's internal reporting guidelines. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Supreme Court is reversing years of progress. He's reacting to a decision from the High Court this week that someone's perceived ethnicity can be used as a factor to question someone during immigration patrols. Pritzker told NPR's Steve Inskeep that it can be hard for anyone to prove citizenship on the spot, and they shouldn't have to.
Do you carry with you citizenship papers?
How
do you
not.
Prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany.
Pritzker reiterated that citizens without legal status who commit violent crimes should be caught and held accountable. But he says President Trump is conflating immigration and crime in the Department of Homeland Security effort that got underway in Chicago this week. Still to come, we'll learn about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is next on 217 Today. But first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for sunny skies with a high of 88 degrees and a northeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 58 degrees and an east wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 90 degrees, southeast wind 5 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 62 degrees, a southeast wind 5 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 93 degrees and a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, it's been 24 years since the terrorist attacks on 9/11.
We'll remember the Illinoisans killed that day and talk with some of the people behind an oral history project meant to document how the attacks and their aftermath were experienced here. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on The 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, September 11th, it's Certified Organic, celebrating the legacy of Black music from 7 to 9 p.m. at Gallery Art Bar in Urbana. You can celebrate Black arts and culture, including music centered around the works of Earth, Wind, and Fire. For more information, visit galleryartbarurbana.com.
And that same evening at 7:30 p.m. at the Station Theater in Urbana, you can catch the opening night for Predictor, a play based on the true events about the inventor of the home pregnancy test. Performances are at 7:30 p.m. on Thursdays through Saturdays and a 2 p.m. matinee on Sundays, and performances will be running through Sunday, September 21st. You can find out more information at stationtheater.com.
And on Thursday, September 11th at 8:30, Crochet with Cats at the Scratching Post CU, that's in Champaign, spend time crocheting surrounded by over 20 adoptable cats.
Well, that sounds adorable.
It sure does. I don't know how to crochet, but I do know cats.
And I'm sure you don't need anything else. On Friday, September 12th, you can attend the Meadowbrook Park Jazz Walk at 5 p.m. in Meadowbrook Park in Urbana. Enjoy live local jazz soloists and small combos along the paths of the park. You can find out more information at urbanaparks.org.
And on Friday, September 12th, Bats at the Bridge at 6:30 p.m. This is at the Museum of the Grand Prairie in Lake of the Woods Forest Preserve in Mahomet. Learn about bats, including a presentation at the museum and a walk to the covered bridge to look for bats roosting.
And on Saturday, September 13th, the Weaver Park Bird Walk is happening from 7:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. in Weaver Park, Urbana. That's a lot of nature walks this week, Kimberly. You can search for these fall migrants through a wetland habitat, and advance registration is required. Again, that is the Weaver Park Bird Walk from 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. in Weaver Park.
And on Saturday, September 13th, auditions for Dot start at 11 a.m. at the Station Theater in Urbana. Dot is a new play by Coleman Domingo. It is about the struggles and joys of a family caring for an aging parent, as well as getting through the holiday season. Performances are in December, but you can audition for Dot at the Station Theater starting at 11 a.m. on Saturday.
And that same evening at 7:30 p.m. in the Colwell Playhouse in the Cranert Center for the Performing Arts is Isaiah Collier. You can enjoy a performance by this Chicago-based composer, activist, and saxophonist. Again, that is Isaiah Collier at 7:30 p.m.
And on Sunday, September 14th, Westside Arts 2025, starting at 10 a.m. at Westside Park in Champaign. Explore and celebrate local and regional artists and talent at this fourth annual festival. Now, for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call. And a note before we go, some of the groups mentioned here may be financial supporters of Illinois Public Media, but they do not influence who is included on this list.
And if you have information about upcoming events, you can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Oriana. Reporting today contributed by Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Arjun Tucker, Mawa Iqbal, Kimberly Schofield, and Adeline Moy. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.